Hello.
Hi. Good evening. May I speak with Sue Ellen?
Sure.
There's no Sue Ellen.
It's not?
There's no Sue Ellen here. This is not her number.
Wrong number? I apologize for that. Actually, I can do anyone on the line. My name is Ed. I'm calling for National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. And I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
What?
I'd like to ask your
accent is so heavy. I cannot understand.
Okay, I'll try to go slow. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Now, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know that we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Are you in a place where you can talk freely?
Yes.
Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet,
no,
or television? Thank you. Are you 18 years of age and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not
vote? Probably.
Probably?
Probably will, yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. And just to make sure that we have everyone of every age, can I have your age? You don't have to answer
60.
If you don't want. I can even blank. Thank you.
67.
50 or 67?
67. I'll be 68 in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow, me too.
Uh-huh.
September. I'm going to be actually a little more than you. September 8th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're right there. Now, just to be sure that we represented everyone, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied?
Oh, no, no, no.
No.
Very unsatisfied.
Okay, so very dissatisfied. Thank you.
Yeah, the whole world's gone nuts.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know and we'll move on. Public school teachers, that's the first one. 0 to 100, how you feel about them?
Public school teachers?
Yes, ma'am.
And you said 0 was cold and 100 is warm?
100 is that you feel very warm and favorable towards them.
100.
Thank you, ma'am. And your local school board?
About 50.
Thank you. Critical race theory or CRT?
Never heard of it.
Okay. Thank you. Never heard of it. 1 or 2. Thank you. About public charter schools?
50.
Thank you. How about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
That's like a union thing. About 50.
Thank you. How about Donald Trump?
75.
Thank you. How about public schools in general?
I'd say 50. They're not doing what they should be doing.
Thank you. How about Black Lives Matter or BLM?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay. That would be 1 or 2. Thank you. And how about Joe Biden, the president?
0.
Thank you. Moving right along. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I have no idea. I'm not familiar with private schools. My baby's 42.
Okay. Would you say public schools, well, I got to read it anyway, then you tell me your answer.
Uh-huh.
Would you say the public schools in your neighborhood, are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Yeah, I would have no idea.
Okay, thank you. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics and skills. Your 10 where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students. 5 means that it's somewhat important for public schools to prepare students. And 0 means that it's not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use a number between 0 and 10. This is the first one. Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. Thank you. How about truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad?
I don't think they're doing that now.
I'm sorry? It's just an opinion. It's not right or wrong.
Yeah.
Whatever you feel.
Yeah, they should be. They should be doing that. I don't think they are. So I'd say 0.
But do you think it's – no, no. It's what you feel. Do you think it's important that they do that?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
I do think – so that's a 10.
Okay, so that would be a 10?
Mm-hmm.
Very important. Thank you. Embrace American values and be proud American citizens.
That's a 10. They should
Thank
be doing
you.
That.
And become more organized and have structure.
10.
Thank you. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
Oh, 10.
Thank you.
They used to teach me how to balance my checkbook when I was in high school. I don't think they do that stuff now.
I know, me too, when I was in high school.
No one uses checks anymore.
Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting. What do you think of that?
They need to do that.
Okay, thank you. Now, will you say that your state, where you live, your home state, spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount of on public school education? Not enough.
I would say not enough.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, not enough.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Thank you. Have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12th grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply plain politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Pardon?
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Oh, strongly agree.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
I heard a little bit about it.
Okay, thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. This is the first one. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classrooms discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree, because when they get to spout in their own politics and not giving any other opinions, that's when it gets bad. It's like they're trying to force the children to become like them and not give the children the choice.
Okay. How about public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how continues to affect us today. Estonia, do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. How about teachers or professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children? Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree. I think it should be the teachers and the parents deciding.
Okay.
It should be, you know.
Okay. Do you disagree somewhat or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you, ma'am.
And how many more questions do you have? You said this is going to be quick.
We're doing fast. We're going fast. Yes, as long as you know the answer, just tell me and we'll move even faster. Okay, now I'm going to read
I can't help understand you. It's like,
I'm trying to read as slow as I can, but you're doing fine. I mean, you know, you've been answered everything.
Yeah, but this is taking much more time than what you said. You said this is going to be quick. So far, I've already missed the end of my show, and it's in another show.
It's only a few more minutes, Pink. Can you please just hang in there for a little bit, please? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose it. Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation, do you support or oppose?
I support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Removing books from schools' libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Do you support or oppose?
Oppose. You do not remove any books. What? Freedom of speech, freedom of writing.
Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
I strongly oppose removing any books.
Okay, thank you. Increasing teacher pay. Do you support or oppose?
Support. Strongly.
Thank you. How about adding armed security guards to patrol all kindergarten through 12th grade public school? Do you support or oppose?
I support, as long as they're trained.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you support or oppose?
I don't see where that would make much difference of what it is now. I don't support that.
You're going to support it somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Okay, now some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten through 12th grade public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African American civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kindergarten through 12th grade public school curriculum?
I support it strongly.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to
know history. Want to know it all.
Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing argument, a 5 means it is somewhat convincing argument, and a 0 means that it's not convincing at all. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world that we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempt to rewrite history not only diminishes the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Do you find that convincing or no?
Yes.
From 0 to 10?
8.
Thank you. Working with diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It is also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. and exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world. This is a skill that colleges and employers value. From your attendance, is that a convincing argument?
Yes. When I was in college, I was a member of the Honor Society, and we chose to do diversity and tolerance. We had diversity and tolerance as one of our main goals.
Okay. And now, from 0 to 10, this argument, what number would you give me on that?
10.
Thank you. Now, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform a surgery, or our carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians. How about that one? 0 to 10. Is that a convincing argument?
No.
Okay.
You got to have the parents involved. I ain't worried about the politicians, but you do need to have parents involved.
Okay, so what number would you give me between 0 and 10?
Yeah, I'd say about an 8.
Okay, thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. I already asked you this, but they want to know if you change your mind. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
As strongly
parents
or somewhat?
Parents have to have somewhat, because parents have to have some input.
Okay. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree. You asked me this before.
I know. That's why I said that sometimes during the course of the survey, people change their opinions and they change their mind, so they give me another answer, but you give me the same ones. Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Because I'm not
agree?
Stupid. I'm not stupid. That's why I'm a college-educated person.
Do you agree strongly or somewhat agree? Hello? Oh, man. This... Tony.
Okay. much have you heard or read about advances to the moon or the mass that
teaching children about early African civilization, the black spirit
those institutions to add to the exact place unit to the kids in Parkview Public School System? Strongly or strongly? Okay. Now, can we make some arguments that others might make about education? Please rate these three with your text or that you find it a very convincing argument. Finally, it's a somewhat more it is not at all worth it. You can use any number to see your intent. This is why you have a responsibility to ensure that the lessons reflect the accurate history of the nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians get their answer, again, why not? And remove the part that they are dangerous for a prison, we must fight on. These attempts to rewrite this issue are not only diminished by the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just education. You sure that this is not at all convincing? Some of the makers are very convincing. Okay, what about those who care that kids are being indoctrinated to invest upon race and gender in school? Education is just memorized math, it's with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations at school, how can they expect them to think about school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics. Teachers know how to. Discussion of the